Soup is like sexuality. Yeah. It's on a spectrum. You've got stew.
Ew.
And you've got soup. In the middle.
And then you have outliers as well.
Yeah, sure.
Like chili.
Chili?
Does not fall on that spectrum. It's outside of the spectrum. No, it's outside of the spectrum.
I think that there is a world where chili would fall inside, closer to the stew.
Of course it would be closer to the stew, but it's almost like, to me, I'm seeing the spectrum, and then I'm seeing chili go so far to the stew side of the spectrum, it passes. And Matt said that this was stew, and it's not.
I don't want to piss you off. There are chunks in this soup, like this potato chunk.
Be careful of the couch.
This is where I would say it's not the farthest end of the soup spectrum. I would say that it does fall closer to the stew.
It doesn't fall closer to the
stew. But it's closer to the median.
Yeah, it's for sure closer to the median on the soup side.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, perfect. Thank you for bringing this to us today.
Oh, doesn't
what was the context in which you listened to that? Was it like at an assembly or privately in the comfort of your own classrooms?
I do think so. It's We Are Thankful by Teresa Jennings. I'm so thankful that she released that, and it stuck with me. It's from preschool? What the fuck?
You know those songs?
Every time someone's like, core memory, I'm like, what are you talking about? You guys are lying about your core memories. I just pulled one out of my ass.
I have one too that wakes me up, and it's just this one line of this Harriet Tubman song, and it's just always in my head.
What's
and it goes,
the line?
She said her name was Harriet Tubman. And she
Harriet Tubman
for the underground of railroad. No, I've got a different one going on.
What?
Also, follow the drinking gourd. Follow the drinking gourd.
We had a different Harriet Tubman.
Oh.
Harriet Tubman, pacing the aisles of the church of Tuscaloosa.
Oh, that what sounds a little familiar, but our main one was, and Harriet she Tubman. Drove for the Underground Railroad. But also, she drove for the Underground. You can't drive the Underground Railroad, can you?
Maybe if she had...
I don't know.
Bird scooter. I think they were just walking.
Anyway, before we kind of even get into.
Wait, hang on. I just thought of another one. Paul Bunyan, pacing the church choirs. Oh my God. Yeah, that's a Beatles song. What is the song? Harriet Tubman, pacing the aisles of a church. Father McHenry.
Yeah.
McHenry. Oh my God. Hey.
Whoa.
Hey, free idea.
George Fox?
Oh, I'm sweating.
He's the founder of Quakerism, because I went to a Quaker school.
Right.
And we have, in his old leather breeches, in his shaggy, shaggy locks, I am walking in the glory of the light, said Fox. You know that one.
No.
Okay.
No, I'm not familiar with many Quaker.
Wow, good segment we could come back to.
Not many. Well, what's my Paul Bunyan one? I got to cover that
one. The Beatles song.
No, that's Paul Ringo Starr. What's Paul?
McCartney. We have the same birthday.
Cool.
He's one of those people that people think died a long time ago and he's fake now.
He's still alive.
No, I know. I'm saying, you know that Avril Lavigne conspiracy theory that she died and was replaced by a fake Avril?
Yeah.
Same thing goes for Paul, people think.
Trust me, Paul's still alive. And I watched him at ACL 2 years ago. That guy, what is he saying? What's he sing?
The Beatles song.
No, but what does he sing? He sings that one that's like really intense. He's like, live and let die.
He stood up.
He's playing the piano for live and let die. And he stands up. And he's like.
Right.
Live and let die. I'm like, sit down. You don't have to get up. It's fine.
Right. But
it's
that fine. Doesn't prove that that's the Paul McCartney that was in the Beatles.
Well, you think they got another guy that looks exactly like Paul McCartney and equally as.
Yeah, that's the idea of it.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah. I don't know. Who am I to say?
Right. Real quick before we kind of get into everything, because there's a lot of new things.
The ham of it or the turkey of it.
Let's really quickly talk about, Shart's. My dog closed out. I guess that's not the end of the world. I could just reopen it. I'm looking at my phone today, not because I'm disconnecting, but because I don't have my glasses with me. So that's why I'm looking at my phone. But before we get started, we're releasing new merch tomorrow because this is coming out on Thanksgiving. This is our Thanksgiving episode.
Happy
Welcome
Thanksgiving.
To the Thanksgiving episode. Happy Thanksgiving. And we're releasing merch tomorrow for Black Friday. And the new stuff is really, really awesome. We don't have it with us right now, but if we did, you would see how awesome it is. And but we have some pictures for you. Hopefully that will be a helpful visual aid. Throwing that up
here
in the visual space. And yeah, go to bncmerch.com to get it now before it sells out. So I'm really looking forward to that.
It'll be out on Black Friday. So
tomorrow from when you're listening to this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's good. I had something else I wanted to say in terms of housekeeping. And let me just get there.
Is it the Apple Podcast thing?
Yes. Okay, so I was on Apple Pod. I was on Apple. Do you listen to Apple Music?
No.
I think that was like equally...
Spotify girl here.
Yeah, me too. That was equally as like groundbreaking for me is learning that like people still... I don't know. I can't think of it. But people listen to Apple Music.
Yeah,
like,
they do.
That's their drink of choice.
Kind of like people using Safari.
I use Safari.
Oh, sorry.
No.
I thought everyone kind of moved over to Google Chrome.
Not
kind of like
my...
people using Firefox.
That is actually...
Would that be even... That would be worse.
No, that doesn't...
That doesn't,
exist anymore.
Okay.
So that's a bad example.
Sorry.
But Apple Music, I didn't know that people still used it. So I went to check like a bunch of people. It's like 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
When I saw someone post on their story and they were like, do you listen to Apple Music or Spotify? Spotify for me is so much more user-friendly, especially because it just is.
I haven't even tried
Apple Music. It doesn't make sense to me at all.
Mm.
But anyways, so I went over to our ratings on Apple Pod. It's abysmal.
Really?
So if you are,
what is it?
No, I mean the amount. A rating is good. Sorry. The amount of people that have rated it are not many.
Uh-huh.
So if you are an Apple... if you're listening on Apple Music, more power to you. Maybe I'll explore it. I'm open to exploring my podcastuality with you all and maybe listen on a new platform. I'll do it if you please just go ahead and throw up a fiver on the ratings section. It's so easy to do. I did it last night. Tried to do it twice.
I will do it too, Con. If it means that much to you.
Oh, it does.
Okay. If it does, then I'll do it.
Because it helps us. It helps us a lot, I think. I have no idea. I think.
Maybe.
Does it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
shaking
please.
Shaking their heads.
Please. And also, I just like to see that number go up. And it's fun to have like a little call out.
Right.
Call to action.
Right.
So if you don't mind doing that, that would mean a lot to me personally.
I was showing somebody was asking about the podcast last night at the concert, and she pulled it up on Spotify, and it has a 4.9, which is great. But I do wonder,
does it make you think?
Who's giving us that one or two to bring it down?
It does,
you know?
It does beg the question, what the hell?
I would like to meet them. Maybe I could change their mind. I think you would be able to change their mind.
Well, I'd just be like, hey, listen, I never...
You would just be like,
I didn't,
you would make gaslight them into...
I didn't mean you any harm.
Yeah.
Like, I don't come to your place of work and give you a 2-star rating.
Mm-hmm.
So why would you?
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
It hurts.
It doesn't feel good.
It's like the same thing as like when you lose, I don't know, 14 followers on Instagram after you post a selfie. It's like, those are 14 individuals that said,
right,
when you posted your face.
Right, right.
So,
no, wait,
it hurts.
It's impossible not to take it personal when it's personal.
Yeah. So, if you don't mind, if you're a Apple person, we salute you. Please, please do me a favor. That would mean the world to me.
I do want to say welcome to my couch.
Your couch.
Yeah. I have not talked about the couch on the podcast at all, I realized yesterday.
Bizarre.
Yeah, but this is my apartment, and what we're sitting on is my new couch, which has been, if you follow me on Instagram, it's been a long journey of kind of getting this couch, and she's here, and she's perfect, and I really could not be happier. She takes up the entire apartment. Thank God. I wouldn't want it any other way. I don't need to walk around at all.
If the floor was lava, we'd be fine.
We'd be so good.
Yeah.
But before, the couch was this, and Connor, you can really speak to it, lumpy lumper of a leather couch, but fake leather. And
I wouldn't say it was lumpy. It looked like someone that had on like a full leather onesie, and it was skin tight, and it felt like that too. So it wasn't like lumpy. It was just so tight.
It was
like laying on. Horrible. Oh, I know what it is. It was like laying on one of those when you go in to get a checkup at the doctor and they put the paper over the thing.
Yeah, that's it.
It was if they didn't put the paper over the
thing. Right, right. That was kind of what it was like.
It would feel exactly the same.
So me, as someone who needs to be home and in the sitting position 99% of the time, I chose to sit in my bed because the couch wasn't really an option. So I made the lifestyle decision to get like a massive comfortable couch that would get me out of my room and out of my bed. And so far, so good.
So, hey.
I'm always on this couch.
Hey, so good.
What do you think of it?
I'm pretty much, like, feeling good.
Yeah. I will say I'm kind of Pavlov dogging right now.
You're bringing a science term into the beginning of the episode?
I'm Pavloving hard right now just because every time I sit on this couch, it's always been relax, close your eyes.
You've got
to. So I'm fighting my
conditioned response. Yeah,
but I think I'm doing a good job.
I'm a big corner of the couch guy.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see
this is amazing because we could both corner at the same time.
I know. Here's the thing, do you sit over on that corner?
I've been sitting on this corner.
Yeah, this is a comfy corner.
Yeah,
there I'd be like someone's about to open my door and behead me.
Really?
Yeah,
I don't know why. I've just been drawn to that corner. I also think the view, there's a gorgeous view of the kitchen from that corner.
Yeah,
and it's like it just looks kind of sweet.
Yeah, you can also see.
Whereas this corner has the view of the bathroom.
I almost see the ocean from this part.
Yeah.
If you were on stilts.
Right. Sure.
Sitting on the
couch. Yeah, totally. You can see the ocean.
It's
sure.
It's over in that direction, right? No? Okay, I don't think it's somewhere.
I do think it is. But like probably about like 30 miles.
Yeah.
But.
I think it's six.
Okay. Six, but it would take you 2 hours. Well, an hour. Yeah. Well, a half hour. Well,
guess what?
Maybe. What?
I pulled a muscle in my neck when I was asleep last night. I just remembered that's why it hurts.
That's the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I just remembered. Why does my neck hurt?
The cool thing about being in my home right now, I have so many things to offer you. Ice roller to kind of roll around there.
No, you know what?
Advil?
I'm okay.
Pillow. Bed pillow.
You know what? No, I'm good.
Blanket?
I think we could just move forward with the episode.
Okay. Well, you let me know if you need anything.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I might put some of these delicious homemade...
Well, speaking of if you need anything, in honor of the Thanksgiving episode, we've got Thanksgiving foods. And I'm sure that soup is...
So what I was about to say is that I might put some of these delicious homemade foods onto my neck.
Because it's cold? Because they're cold?
No, because they're warm.
I think they're probably cold now. See what the soup is like.
Oh. Ooh. Well, there's a bit of a hardened crust over the stuffing, but once you enter it, it is warm.
Gorgeous. Tell me about the soup, temperature-wise. That's going to go ahead and be yours now.
Ooh, that's going to be good. Yeah, it's same sort of situation.
Okay, let's walk through everything that we have.
All right, so since it's Thanksgiving, we decided to bring forward some of our favorite dishes for Thanksgiving, mine being stuffing. And this is store-bought stuffing. You can get them in any store.
Made it this morning.
I made it this morning in the microwave.
Mm-hmm.
You'd normally not make it in the microwave.
Right.
I think most people would move forward with stove.
Right. I don't like stuffing, which is what I told you.
Right. So that was what I brought.
Right. This is what Connor did to try to convince me to like stuffing. Store-bought, microwave.
It's the best kind.
Yeah, for sure. It looks good.
Yeah. I know a lot of people are going to be like, I spend hours like doing this. I mean,
stuffing
has never asked to be a glamorous item. You've decided in your head, you've made this new reality for stuffing. Stuffing is the everyman's dish.
Sure.
It is everything. It's all put together. It's just lumps at the end of the day.
I think there
delicious
are so
lumps.
Many instances in which the store-bought cheap, fast version of the items are better than the gourmet. For example, a container of mashed potatoes at the grocery store, 9 times out of 10 better to me than homemade mashed potatoes.
Yep.
I need like buttery, soft, like almost like soup of mashed potatoes. When you make it at home, there's always a lump of a potato.
See, I do like the lumps and I like the skin.
I don't like the lump. Skin, sure. Lumps?
No.
I don't like it.
You're not a lumpy
But
girl.
We have, you you made stuffing.
Yeah.
Ryan brought us some mashed potatoes and some mac and cheese. I'm not sure where he got those.
They were Postmated.
I'm really excited for the mashed potatoes.
I think it's a Whole Foods.
Okay, yum.
I think it's from Whole Foods.
Is that delicious?
Really fucking good.
And then I made soup. I made chicken soup, which is like kind of Thanksgiving-y. It would be more Thanksgiving-y if it was turkey soup. But I still, this is like the one thing I can make.
Let's take a bite.
Okay.
I'm going to take a bite of your soup.
Yeah, I'm excited for it.
So I just want to bring to the attention of everybody that soup is a spectrum. I think that you've got stew on one side of the spectrum, and then you've got soup on the other side of the spectrum. Nothing has to be... It's like sexuality. Soup is like sexuality.
Yeah.
It's on a spectrum. You've got stew. And you've got soup. In the middle...
And then you have outliers as well.
Yeah, sure.
Like chili.
Chili?
Does not fall on that spectrum. It's outside of the spectrum. No, it's outside of the spectrum.
I think that there is a world where chili would fall inside, closer to the stew.
Of course it would be closer to the stew, but it's almost like, to me, I'm seeing the spectrum, and then I'm seeing chili go so far to the stew side of the spectrum, it passes. And Matt said that this was stew, and it's not.
I don't want to piss you off. There are chunks in this soup, like this potato chunk.
Be careful of the couch.
This is where I would say it's not the farthest end of the soup spectrum. I would say that it does fall closer to the stew.
It doesn't fall closer to the
stew. But it's closer to the median.
Yeah, it's for sure closer to the median on the soup side.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
So I just am going to move my mic away.
I hope you like it.
Me too.
Do you like it? Mm-hmm. Thanks, Con. That's the only thing I can make. It's actually so easy.
This feels like it should be smaller.
Sorry, it falls apart. Move things around with your spoon. I like big chunks. And I cannot lie. I like having that huge hunk of celery.
That's a huge, like, that's a full branch.
Yeah, but like the thing is, it's so soft and mushy. That it like I could not make, I it could, I doesn't could, feel like a big bite.
I could spread some peanut butter on this and make some ants on
it. I wish you wouldn't.
I'm just saying it's in the realm of possibilities.
Take a bite.
How do I get it in my mouth?
Go ahead. Yummy soup. Good, huh?
It is really good.
Do you know how to make chicken soup?
No.
It's the easiest thing in the world. You literally put a whole chicken, like you know those like dead chickens from the grocery store?
Yeah.
You put one of those in a pot of water. Boil it for an hour, and that's what makes the broth. That's chicken broth. It's just boiling a chicken. Then that also, at the same time, cooks the chicken. You take the chicken out, put all of your veggies in.
Isn't the chicken already cooked? Are you talking about a raw chicken?
No, I'm talking about a raw whole chicken, not a rotisserie.
You are yanking
you put the raw chicken in. It boils the chicken at the same time as making the broth. That's what makes the broth, is boiling the chicken.
What
then
is
you
it?
Take a parsnip. You'll like it. It tastes like a carrot.
I don't think I want to enter parsnip.
Try it. It's not... Try it.
I wasn't really like... It's 10 a.m., so the parsnip territory seems like something I should avoid.
Try it, because you should try new things. We always try new things.
You better take a fat-ass bite of that stuffing when I eat this parsnip.
Okay. It's a white carrot. Ooh.
Yeah, that was really good.
Yeah, it's a white carrot. You boil a chicken. Take the chicken out. Put all your veggies in for an hour. That's what gets them soft and adds to the broth. And then you shred the chicken and put the chicken back in. And that's it.
You got to get a recipe up for this shit.
That's it. Are you loving
it? Good. Yeah, I'm loving it.
That's so nice. I kind of want some.
Yeah, dig in.
Yeah.
I'll talk for a second.
Okay.
I'm a big soup guy. I pride myself on soup. I also pride myself on my chili. I make a mad chili. And I can't wait for when the weather gets nice, because I'll go buy some chili and I'll eat it in my car. I'm so excited. I can't even get home before I dig into my chili. So... It starts to get cold like this. I like to bundle up, put on my own podcast, and eat some chili in my car. It's like my happy zone. But chili, I make at home. Mm-hmm. Now, here's a question. And now we're stepping into really dangerous territory again, controversy-wise, because I was raised in a home.
Yeah. Oh, this is tough.
Yeah. I was raised in a home that does include noodles and chili. And while I understand that it could be jarring for a lot of people and a hard pill to swallow, I know that I just want to get ahead of it before it starts to come out that I do acknowledge that that might not be everybody's cup of chili.
I think that speaks to how you view chili on the soup to stew spectrum. It seems like you're viewing it as a soup if you're willing to put noodles in it. Because you wouldn't.
But I'm able to keep my mind open enough to where, like, I don't want to throw a label on this chili, you know? Like,
that's the whole point of the spectrum, is that we're not labeling. So why are we?
Why do I need to put my chili in a box?
Right. Because as humans, we're natural categorists.
And it's sad.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad that we're moving into a place where we're more comfortable saying, I don't really know what this is.
Right.
You know?
Totally.
Sure, there's noodles in it. Totally. Sure. But you know what? It's still a chili.
Yeah, at the end of the day.
Because guess what? What else would it be?
Chili is chili.
A pasta?
Yeah.
No. Because I could drink it.
No, it's not a pasta. If anything, it's a stew. Can I say something that is crazy?
Really quick, I want to clarify that the noodles that we're putting in are angel hair pasta broken up into small bits. So it's not like you're slurping up a Lady and the Tramp style noodle.
So basically like rice.
No. I don't want to enter rest territory. I'm talking about like noodles about an inch and a half.
Okay. But that to me is like giving more of a rice effect than
Brooke, if you ordered fried rice and they were an inch and a half long, I encourage you to leave the restaurant and call 911.
I'm just saying it has the effect of rice. I'm not saying it is rice.
We have to
Okay.
Go ahead and move on. I don't want to get into this with you in front of everybody.
I also don't like chili. I don't like beans. Texture thing. And the taste.
Don't like chili?
I don't like chili. Don't like chili. Or beans. What else is in chili besides beans?
Tomatoes.
Yeah. I don't like chili.
Wow.
Yeah, like on my Chipotle bowl, I'll say no beans, please.
Wow, I could actually cry. That's really.
I wonder if this is the closest you'll get to understanding how I feel when you say you don't like Harry Styles.
No, I'm able to understand that you don't like chili. I just did. I had no idea.
Oh, so I didn't want to. There's never been a right time to tell you. But
well, I appreciate you trusting me enough to tell me that.
I'm open to trying it again.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. I obviously like love and respect you
still,
but it is going to take like a second to digest.
Yeah. Should I try the stuffing?
Yeah, let's just go. Yeah, let's do that. Hang on. Oh, sorry. I just slurped into the mic. Oh, I just lost my audio for a second. Okay. All right, so.
Walk us through like the ingredients of stuffing.
So it is kind of just bread.
Right.
With some seasoning and water.
Oh, that looks delicious.
Yeah. So I'm going to get you a really good bite here. Oh my God, it smells so good. I fucking love stuffing. Okay. Here you go.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
So just kind of open your mouth and then what do you think? What do you think about that? Do you love that? Okay, move the mic. What are you thinking about that? Are you loving it? You're loving it. You've loved every second of that. Did you swallow it?
Drying.
It is a bit dry. It's been sitting out for about an hour.
If that was on my plate with turkey, gravy, all the accoutrements, could I see it getting onto my fork and being a pleasant experience? Yeah.
What's that thought? What did you just say?
Turkey, gravy, other accoutrements.
Yeah, that one.
Accoutrements?
Yeah, what the fuck are you talking about?
Like accoutrements.
I know.
Like other things?
Accoutrement, I need to add that to my list of words I like.
I don't know if I used it correctly.
Additional items of dress or equipment or other items carried or worn by a person or used for a particular activity.
I think I'm using it a little bit out of context, but it gets the...
Hey, man.
Luke is saying I'm using it perfectly.
Yeah, I mean, that was awesome. Good for you.
Thanks. I could... And if it was with mashed potatoes as well. It needs to be wetter. It's not disgusting. Like, chili, I would really have a hard time. But that's not disgusting. It's just like I don't really get the point.
Yeah.
Okay, time for mashies. I love a mash. Mm-hmm. These could be wetter if I had my way with
them. Dip them in your soup.
Oh, I don't hate that. Dipping? Mm.
Thank you.
I love mashed potatoes. I love mashed potatoes. Sorry, I keep getting confused when to put the mic near my mouth.
Sorry, audio only people. Hopefully we don't have anybody like me listening to the podcast, or else I think we may get a death threat.
Honestly, it happens. Sorry. Okay.
Man, I could just
let me try the mac and cheese and then I can stop eating.
Live in a bowl of stuffing, I'll tell you.
Can I ask a question? Why are there no mac and cheese sandwiches?
There is.
Really? Why is it not popular?
Yeah, the first time I smoked weed in college, I made one. What?
Oh, I just had a bad chew on the mic. I can't believe you didn't catch that.
No, because I was kind of scared why you'd...
Sorry. Think about like a buttery bread, like grilled cheese, but it's mac and cheese in it.
Yeah.
I guess they do exist, but why are they not more popular?
In college, we weren't allowed to have like toasters or anything, or like we had microwaves, I guess. And because freshman year I lived on campus in a dorm. So we had to like grill everything and cook everything on our iron. Mm-hmm. So we had like we had two irons, like me and my roommate make grilled cheese a lot and like Eggo waffles because, that's like what we could make. And so we put an Eggo waffle down on each side, cheese, and then we had like Kraft mac and cheese in the microwave, little cups, and we put that on top of in the grilled cheese with it. I was like, maybe I should do culinary school.
You know what I make every time I have mashed potatoes?
Hmm.
A sunny side up egg on the mashed potatoes, and then you pop it, and it's just like yolky mashed potatoes.
Oh, I've never even heard of that.
Yeah. My dad used to make it all the time. I don't know if it has a name, but that's a stomach ache waiting for you, though, by the way.
Yeah. Not for me.
You would be surprised. There's something about the way those two interact.
There's a food in Hawaii called the Loco Moco, and it's like rice and then like a burger patty and then an egg on top of that.
Ooh.
And you do the same thing, but you put like soy sauce on it.
Have you ever had a burger or a fried egg on a regular burger?
Yeah.
I love that.
Me too.
I wish that was a more accessible option.
Something I don't like.
Like give that to me at McDonald's.
Feels yuck-a-muck to me to do like when I get like a fried chicken sandwich and they're like, do you want an egg on it? I'm like, no.
I've never heard of that.
I don't want like a mother-daughter situation happening on my sandwich. No thanks.
Yeah. There's something wrong.
Blasphemous. Almost.
Cannibalism. A little bit. There's something.
No.
I don't know. It's the wrong energy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talk about a P word.
Yeah. Oh, God, the P word.
Polygamist?
Poltergeist. Yeah. Oh, don't say it in my apartment.
Oh, yeah. Well, you said you've already said it before in here.
Yeah, I have.
Oh, my gosh. We are really on one. And I think it's because I'm in a two-piece winter set. And it's about...
Oh, yeah. It's PJ day, by the way.
400 degrees.
Encourage all of you to get into your PJs. Oh, yeah. It is hot in here.
It's just
sweating. Due to it being California. And the AC is not on due to the noise it makes.
It's so crazy how like my apartment, we're 6 miles away from each other. My apartment is probably 20 degrees cooler just from the wind.
I love coming into your apartment because it's just like it feels like being on the beach. Even
though
you're
not. Yeah, it does. It does. It does.
Yeah.
And I think it's because the breeze will come through.
Yeah.
But peace out later, apartment.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah,
they finished construction, by the way, if anyone cares.
Yeah.
If anyone's keeping up on that. They finished, and oh my God, wait, I forgot I wanted to say. I know we have so much else to do today.
That's okay.
But I'm going to forget this and probably never say it if I don't say it on here. And then just like, for anyone that's feeling for me for the 6 months of construction or 7 months of construction during my 12-month lease, my landlord was outside yesterday and was like, hey, Connor. I'm like, hey, man. Oh, my neck just tensed up. Maybe it's him that's giving me the neck ache. And he's like, dude, I heard you like ask the construction workers the other day, like so nicely to just pipe down basically. Cause I have meetings,
right?
Like, I have Zoom calls. I was like, can you guys please like give me 10 minutes to wrap up this call before you start jackhammering my ceiling? And he's like, that was so nice of you. And I was like, yep. And he's like, thanks for being such a good sport. I'm like, yep. I'm like, it's just all character building. And he goes, you know, you keep saying that, and I stole it from you. I've started to use it. I'm like, what the fuck do you have to use it for, sir? He's like adding Anyways.
Well, I'm glad that you're...
I'm done.
I'm glad it's done, and...
That was like Gaslight Central. I felt like I was in the Gaslight District.
Uh-huh. Sorry that you had to go through that. No, I'm glad it's done. And that...
It's done.
The second it's wrapping up, you're headed out. Unfortunately, never got the time to really live there without it.
That's what's crazy.
Yeah.
Yep, but they are redoing Dead Guy's House.
That should be in that Alanis Morissette song, Ironic.
Isn't it ironic?
Ironic. It's like... when the construction's done. Stop. Yeah. We should write to her about that.
She was so incredible in concert. I've never seen a better show.
Speaking of concerts, do you mind? I did go to Harry Styles last night. I don't know if this... We're recording this... we recorded an episode yesterday that came out last week when I was getting ready to go to the concert. And I was expressing that I was fearful that... Because that it would feel like everyone was kind of looking in my direction because...
At the show
because I was going with Brittany, who...
Broski.
Who is just like... It just gets absolutely mobbed in general, but especially at Harry Styles concerts. And I am feeling embarrassed that I thought someone would even look in my direction. I can't even explain to you what it was like with Brittany. Like, she is... She deserves a Purple Heart.
She's an A-list celebrity.
She deserves a Purple Heart.
Yeah.
It was like being at the Harry Styles concert with Harry Styles. Like, it might as well have been. Every time there was a moment of silence, people would cheer, Brittany, Brittany. And it was just... And I was scared they were going to put her on the Jumbotron. But they didn't, I think, for her safety. Because people would have stampeded at her. And then when the concert was over, she was getting stampeded. She had to be let out by a bodyguard. It was really a remarkable experience.
Yeah, when I ran into her at ACL on Saturday, I was having an awesome time. Get out of here, fly. That's my stuffing. So 2 years ago, I was randomly, Shawn Mendes was there, and we're walking.
Oh, yeah.
And I was getting stopped more, because I think that the realm of possibility of like talking to Shawn Mendes is just so absurd.
Mm-hmm.
So like next... Like, we'll talk to that loser next to him. But when I was with Brittany, it was like instant. We couldn't move.
I don't know.
And then it's been a year since we couldn't move. And she was like, I'm having the worst day ever, because she had to walk through crowds of people where like she is the headliner. Legit. So she was like, I can't even go out there right now.
Jump on her and touch her, which is really scary.
It's absurd. And she's just got like such a... look, you know, that like, it's not like, is that?
It's like, oh yeah, of course, that's Brittany.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was remarkable to witness.
You know?
She handles it with such grace.
Like, oh, is that role model or is that any guy
right.
in Hollywood?
Right.
It's like, no, is that no, Brittany Broski or
Brittany Broski?
Brittany Broski.
Right. But yeah, the concert was great. We were standing right next to James Corden, who had the best energy. The best energy. He was dancing alone, having the time of his life. I liked watching him just as much as I liked watching Harry. Cancel me all you want. I stand by it.
I'll just say that he's probably on a PR tour right now where he can get the most.
It felt so genuine. I like to pride myself in my ability to pick up on energies in the room, and his was positive. I don't know what else to say.
That's great. That's good to hear that maybe he's turned a new leaf after...
He was just having
after verbally
truly
abusing,
the time of his life.
Verbally.
Not condoning verbal abuse of anyone, by the way. Separating that instance, him specifically at the Harry Styles concert, was a positive experience. Not saying he's a good person. Saying that it was a positive energy in the room.
Yeah.
Yeah. Olivia Wilde was there as well.
I'm sure a lot of evil people like dancing to music.
No, but I'm sure that's true. I'm just saying all I can speak to as an energy healer is that his energy was positive. And that's all I can say. I've sensed negative energy from people dancing before.
You know what? I'll let him have it.
Yeah.
I hope he's better.
Right. I hope so too, for everyone's sake. But all I
he
can
was just
speak
going
to is that
something.
Experience. His wife was there as well. did not get the same kind of positive energy.
Yeah.
But I didn't necessarily get a negative energy. Just James was overwhelmingly positive, I have to say. And then that was it. Concert was great. I would like to be going back in January.
He's playing again in January?
He was sick 2 days in this tour, so they were moved. They were rescheduled to January. Last night was technically the last one.
He should just have the next two and then take 3 years off.
He really should. He's headed to South America today.
Oh, great. I'm sure they're very chill about a global pop star. Yeah. I feel like when you go to
come to Brazil, by the way.
The come to Brazil crowd is like insane. When I used to like follow and like work for those surfing companies and bands and stuff, the Brazilian fans were so crazy. Just super fans of every group of people.
I don't know what it is about Brazil.
I don't either.
Because that was like a big joke in my Tumblr era. I was just like, come to Brazil.
Yeah, no, like the surfers, like there's a huge Brazilian surfer. He's like winning titles and stuff. But the fans that would follow him around are like, he's coming out of the ocean and they're running full clothes into the ocean to like pick him up and bring him out of the, it was just wild.
I think that I should end up moving there eventually. Just seems like a group of people I can get on board with.
Yeah.
Their energy.
Super fans. And
they're passionate.
Yeah.
They get it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, the concert was totally fun. Any other famous people?
Love not Annie. That I saw. Yes, not that I saw. It was really fun, and I had a blast, and I owe Brittany my life for it.
Yeah, that's really
and
cool.
And then getting in the car to leave, we couldn't leave because people were, like, not banging on the car, but, like, getting really close to it and, like, blocking the area because they were needing to see Brittany. Just like, there was really no difference. If Harry Styles had come out in the parking lot of the Forum, that would have got the same reaction as Britney walking through the parking lot.
So insane.
It really, like,
did you get any videos of it? We should put one up.
Yeah, I think I do have some. I have one of the car, maybe, but it was really, whoa.
Glad you got out alive.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah, me too.
So,
do you have a question?
No. Oh, I was just going to say, no, I don't. I'm good.
Okay. That was it.
That's all.
Do you have anything else on Thanksgiving you want to talk about?
Yeah, what are you doing for Thanksgiving?
I am going... I don't want to say I'm going home because I don't have a home anymore because everyone moved away. But I'm going to Arizona because my dad moved to Arizona.
How should we feel about that?
About not having a home?
Yeah.
I've had a long time to process because it's been a few years since my dad moved out of like the house I grew up in. So I've had some time. Then he moved to another house in Philly. So that was kind of like a stepping stone, a transition period. Okay, you're still in Philly, but this is not the house I grew up with. Stepping stone, transition period. Now you're in Arizona. Okay, like not thrilled to be honest, because it's not my home. And I'm just like, I don't really want to go to the desert on Thanksgiving. I want like foliage and crisp weather. So I'm not stoked, but it's like it is what it is. And home is where your family is, but my family is also entirely spread out and my whole family won't be there. So I guess I'm not happy about it in summary. Not miserable by any means.
I'm sure it'll be fun.
Because
there'll be food and stuff.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Good, and
it's just every family looks different, and Thanksgiving is the holiday that really brings that out.
Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday.
Yeah, it used to be until,
the incident.
Until no home and such.
Mm-hmm.
No permanent family home. Yeah.
Sorry about that burp.
That's okay.
That was a Thanksgiving.
What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
Breakfast burp. Same thing we do every year. My parents are coming here.
That's really sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Home is where the family is.
Yeah. That's so true.
And you all kind of have your whole family together, huh?
Yeah.
That's lovely. It is. I really am happy for you.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll be here and whatever.
Mm-hmm. What food are you most looking forward to eating on Thanksgiving?
So, like, I was a big, like, I can't have any of my food touch on my plate for, like, the longest time. Like, it would actually send me into a bit of a fit. And then one day, everything changed. And I can't even pinpoint the day, which is shocking to me. Talk about no core memories.
Mm-hmm.
I should know this over that Thanksgiving song. Everything changed, and now I could put all of my Thanksgiving food into a blender and drink it
because
I think it's all great.
Yeah,
I take a scoop of everything all at once: cranberry sauce, turkey, potatoes, green beans, yams, more yams, bus, plane, club, another club.
Wow.
Gravy down my throat, straight down my throat. I could butt chug gravy.
Yeah.
So all of it.
Yeah.
Something I don't like about Thanksgiving is there's nothing spicy.
Oh, I love that. Hate spicy.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah.
Really. I don't like it's coming down to I don't think I like big flavors at the end of the day.
Well, because you have a weak stomach.
It's not even that. It's I don't like chili. I don't like spicy. Mm. I don't like Indian food. I don't like most Mexican food. I think it's kind of those kinds of spices. I don't like spices. I like flavors, not spices.
Okay.
Anyway, I just realized my favorite food of Thanksgiving is Mom's pineapple souffle. And it sounds kind of weird, but it's the best thing in the world.
It does sound weird.
Mama won't be
what
there.
What is it? Oh.
Because that's really sad. It's just kind of
she's gonna be in Philly.
She's gonna be in Florida because I don't have a home where I grew up anymore.
Yeah, you said that.
She'll be in Florida. Mama and Papa will be in Florida. My dad will be in Arizona. My mom will be in Philly.
The pineapple souffle.
My sister is gonna be in Philly.
What's in the pineapple souffle?
I'll be in Arizona.
So it's a souffle made with pineapple.
It's so good, Connor. I don't really know what it is, and I don't really like fruity desserts except for strawberry shortcake. But even with the strawberry shortcake, it's let me put the strawberries on the side and have the shortcake. I don't love fruity desserts. Apple pie, sure, but not most fruity desserts. But pineapple souffle just kind of tastes like a cake with a little undertone of fruity sweetness, but it's not
that
like,
like the, that sounds like the most Florida that's like Florida in a dish.
No, I it's like it, I understand what you're saying, but I'm gonna make it. I'm gonna make it
retirement
Florida. I know I hear what you're saying, but it doesn't it's like,
oh yeah,
but none of that's gonna look like my mom's pineapple souffle. That looks more like a kugel. That's getting a little closer.
So it just looks kind of like mashed potatoes.
No, but it's like cakey. Oh, that's it. Luke, that's it. No, up one.
Oh, yeah. Yum. That looks really
gorgeous.
Good.
It's gorgeous.
That's cool.
Oh, I'm not going to have it.
Do you know that? Sorry, random. I just remembered Nico. You know Nick Becker?
Oh, yeah.
He called me last night and said, dude, we just all sat down with my whole family, including my mom and my dad, and watched the Halloween episode of BNC.
Oh, whoa, family fun.
And he's my dad's obsessed.
Really?
Yeah, his dad's so funny.
Wow, that's really nice.
Yeah, hey, Nico. Aww.
I always think about parents watching.
Yeah, there are parents I watch. I get DMs from parents.
Really? I don't think I do.
When I said that old people, whatever, and
I think you said they're disgusting, yes?
Yeah, but I didn't mean that.
You didn't mean they're disgusting.
You know my heart.
Of course, we all do.
I don't think that. And also, I didn't mean that.
Mm-hmm.
I did get some DMs from people that are older than me.
Wow, I don't...
Saying we're not disgusting.
Yeah, that's fair.
I'm
completely
sorry.
Fair.
I know, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, team. How do we all feel about us moving into the mailbag segment that will carry over into the bonus episode?
Woo, I feel real good about that, Con.
Me too.
We asked you guys if you need any advice, and turns out you do. So we have some advice that we're going to give you.
Yeah.
And we're going to keep these questions anon. Anon, please.
Yeah. Except one is from Dumois themselves.
Really?
Yeah.
And we'll let you guess which one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Should I go first?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, this is what I had mentioned. I wanted to tell you something in the last podcast episode that's related to Nick Vile. And this is the question that made me think about it. How soon is too soon to ask someone what kind of relationship they're looking for? I can just say really quickly that I was eavesdropping on a conversation Nick Vile was having with someone the other day. And Nick Vile was on The Bachelor and just came out with a book on... He has that podcast about relationships. And he came out with a book on it. And I heard him say, I think he was talking to Sally Dar, and he said, don't ask someone what they're looking for. Tell them what you're looking for. Say,
ooh,
I want to date you. Don't say, what are we? Never say, what are we? Don't say, what are you looking for? Say, I want to date you. Clearly asserting your needs. You have the power in the situation. And now it's on them.
Balls in your court.
Balls in their court now.
Balls in their court.
I really like that. I don't really remember exactly his reasoning for doing that, but it sounds right to me.
I think it's just taking back the power.
Yeah, I think taking back the power is what it comes down to.
I don't know how to answer this question.
Okay, well, that's why I picked this question, because I was just overhearing a conversation about that. So in summary, tell them what you're looking for.
But they're saying time-wise, how soon is too soon?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'm just telling you what to say when... oh, God, I don't know.
So it's like... feel it out.
I don't think it ever is too soon. I think tell them what you're looking for when you know and when you feel like voicing that.
Trust your gut. My least favorite thing.
TYG.
Yeah, my least favorite piece of advice.
I love like people saying trust your gut, because it's like if you knew like the bacteria and like viruses or whatever have you that's probably happening in my gut, you would not trust that.
My gut's telling me.
Right.
Yeah.
Totally.
My gut's
also, what's the difference between your gut and trusting your heart?
My gut's telling me, hey, seriously, stuffing mac and cheese and mashed potatoes at 10 a.m.? Seriously?
What's the difference between trusting your gut and trusting your heart?
Your gut is like a gut feeling.
Yeah.
And your heart is like a heartfelt situation. Hopefully that makes sense.
Thank you. Yeah. Totally.
So I think how soon is too soon? I don't know. If you're looking to date someone, it's like when you feel like, obviously, if assuming you haven't been stalking them on like Instagram and romanticizing and building out a relationship in your mind, because that's going to feel like you're much farther along, especially if they're like a Cole from Love is Blind type situation where they're just kind of dumb and unaware. Mm-hmm. Like you're going to have to let them catch up with you or try to expedite the situation on their end. Because if your cycles aren't synced, then it's not gonna work. Like you're never gonna be on the same page.
Right.
If you romanticize it in your head is what I mean.
Which
it's like there's a lot of times where I've been like, huh.
I've had that before where it's like I am like in my head, like when I fantasize about someone, I'm like, oh, we're like on the verge of a proposal.
Having
here.
Kids.
And then I'll meet someone and it's like they're like, what's your name again? And it is like the most jarring experience to go from a few hours ago, you're on one knee. Now you forget my name? Whoa.
Babe, I'm putting you in a home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me?
No.
Yeah. The aggressor in this instance. Totally.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I would just, there's no answer to this. So.
Oh, no. I just really wanted to share that I was moved by what Nick Weil said.
I would just make sure timeline-wise you guys are on the same page. I think that you have to figure that out first. Oh, my gosh.
Well, then that's the whole question.
How soon is too soon? I don't know. If you guys are on the same page.
How soon is too soon? And then you saying timeline-wise, make sure you're on the same page. How?
Because if in your head you're waiting for a proposal and then in their head they're like, oh, this girl seems cool. I should introduce myself. Like, that doesn't match up.
Right. Yeah, it's hard to know, though, when you're kind of so... in deep,
you need to corner
your vision
them.
Becomes clouded.
You need to corner them like a rat.
But I guess in this instance, like they're already kind of like hooking up. I'm assuming.
Oh, if they're already hooking up, then
I think you say I want to date you when you realize you want to date them, or if you don't want to date them, whatever. Say what you want when you realize what you want.
I think my favorite thing to do is be like, "Hey, all my friends are going to do something. Do you want to come?"
Yeah,
that's the best thing you can do.
Yeah.
Then you find out, is this real?
Right.
Okay. Next. Which one what do I do if I don't like my sister's husband? I like this one.
Oh yeah, I knew you would like that one.
Yeah, because I have an answer for you, because there's a lot of times recently, especially with people getting married that I know, I've figured out that the situation at hand is you unfortunately need to suck it up, because what's going to happen here is as much as you fucking hate this person, this man, they're married. Mm-hmm. So as long as she really likes him, you honestly just have to like let people enjoy things and let her be happy, because what's going to happen is if she's in love with this guy and you say, this guy sucks, I hate him, you're going to lose. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to have a weird relationship with your sister. And also it's just, it's not going to end well. You have to suck it up and let
100%.
That, and honestly, once you let that part go where it's like, this is not my relationship. It's not my husband.
Mm-hmm.
You will feel so good.
Yeah.
Like when your friends are dating someone or whatever, and like, obviously that's not a marriage thing, but it's like, they seem really happy. It's like, okay, it's not my relationship.
The same thing happened to me. I think I can say this because it's like, I don't think she's listening on account of hating me. But my brother had a girlfriend that I was like, oh, are you joking? for like a few years. And I had a really, really tough time with it because I was like, oh my God, like my brother like is the sweetest, like most amazing, like funny, like sweet boy. And I was just like, what? And I had a really hard time, and my relationship with my brother suffered because I was like, could not understand. But I guess I didn't need to understand because I'm not the one in it. And you just have to just like be like, okay, hi, and suck it up.
Yeah.
Because if you don't just suck it up, your relationship with your brother, your sister, whoever it is, your friend is going to suffer, and you don't want that. I think when I have questions, it's like, what if, because I was like, I'll use my brother, for example, there were times where I was like, okay, he doesn't seem happy. So what do you do then? Hope she's listening, by the way.
I'm sure she is. That's like a very real possibility. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know the answer. I just know that like every time I've been like, I hate this person, I have to say something. It's like, okay, well, they're in love.
Right.
So you're not a part of that.
Right. I'm just saying like, so when clearly yourself. Like they are making the person you're close with unhappy.
Get them drunk.
Uh-huh.
Chat. Have a chat.
Get your friend drunk.
Get your friend drunk. Have a chat. Or whatever reason you don't like this, the other person, like maybe it's a you thing. Take a step back. Look yourself in the mirror.
Uh-huh.
Maybe it's a you thing. Second of all, you're going to lose that battle no matter what, unless they've like cheated on the other person. Like there's really nothing you can do.
Or right. There really isn't.
Or they're like dealing.
They'll figure it out for themselves, yeah. Hopefully. Yeah. There's really nothing you can do at the end of the day.
Yeah.
I think I keep saying at the end of the day more than usual.
I keep sweating more than usual.
You want to take your, you can take
am
your.
Am I emitting heat
take your
to you?
Off.
Can you feel it?
No, I feel great.
I can't because I'm wearing the same shirt that we recorded in yesterday.
Who cares?
I care because I've never worn this set, so it left a bunch of green fuzz all over the shirt.
Oh, okay.
So we'll just have to move forward.
The hardest part about when we give advice is I think we confuse people more than when they came in.
Then stop asking us for advice.
That's what I've been saying.
I would say if you're able to slowly poison your sister's boyfriend, your sister's husband, you could do that too.
Okay.
Without awesome. Her noticing. And if you have no moral compass, you could totally do that. If you can even maybe convince yourself that that's the right thing to do, then do that.
Right.
Yeah.
For sure.
This is not legal advice.
No. Here's a fun one. How to shoot your shot with an SNL cast member.
Oh, I thought it was going to be how to shoot your sister's husband.
No. How to shoot your shot with an SNL cast member. And the reason I chose that is, do you remember when I shot my shot via DM?
Kyle Mooney?
Uh-huh.
That bruise that from yeah. when you fell on your butt and you yeah. sent a photo of your butt?
It wasn't my butt. It was my upper hip. And I had fallen like really hard in the shower. And then I was like, that is like a gorgeous bruise. Like, what a good idea. Like, let me send Kyle Mooney a picture of this bruise. Caption, I fell.
Sad face.
Sad face. Sent it to him. Still there probably.
I think you unsent it.
Do you think? Yeah. I probably had to. And yeah. that I was like, that'll get him. That'll get
I wonder quick. Which SNL cast member they're talking about.
Probably the new guy who's really cute, but he has a girlfriend, because I've obviously already kind of combed through that. Or maybe Please Don't Destroy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They're all dating people, though, too.
No, they're not. Just one of them.
John.
Yeah.
Trust
me.
No. Martin is not.
Uh-uh.
What's...
Ben?
Ben is.
I don't think they're together.
You think they broke up?
I don't know. I mean, just from like cruising the internet, I think. But I don't have any personal intel.
They are straight up normal people. So literally slide in the DMs. They're probably so stoked to be on SNL. If it's any of the
and
new
and say
people,
what?
Here's what you should say. You are, because they know. SNL has been a dumpster fire this season. You are literally the only reason I'm still watching. Like, you're,
do you not think they would be upset by you insulting the show? They
something like
on?
That. Like, you're my favorite part of SNL this season because I think, no, because like those, they don't write the shows. Like, Please don't destroy does. But I agree that that would be the best part of SNL right now.
Right. Okay. Interesting.
Yeah, I would just say that because they are all such a specific part of the show right now. And like each person is really like kind of hinged on like each skit is. Right now it's like, oh, there was one good skit this Saturday.
Right.
You know, and like
right.
that's the one we all right. hear about. So I
if,
think
if that.
Seriously. And it sucks because the people that are in the skits are funny because yeah. I follow them on Instagram I and know. TikTok. And then you
it's
get
not
there
translating.
And it's like. No, it's like putting, it's like making a cup of Kool-Aid and putting like 1/8 of the packet in to the actual funniness and like stirring it up and being like, oh, this tastes like shit, weird.
Mm-hmm. Random.
Yeah, you they water it down so much.
I really haven't even been watching. So.
I think it's because they're trying to be like so woke. Relevant
yeah.
and woke. It's like, we need it to be a little bit like,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Shock factor.
Shock factor.
Bring that back.
Yeah, we bring back shock factor.
Mm-hmm.
Big oh, so I'm sorry, factor. Can't answer that question. Good luck.
Yeah, you could try sending a photo of a bruise or a scrape or a break in a bone. That will work, probably. Okay, your turn.
How to cure anxiety about tomfoolery that happened while drunk.
Yeah.
Oh, so speaking from someone who went to the hospital on Friday uh-huh. with their friend to get stitches, I don't know.
But were you feeling anxious the next morning?
I feel anxious on Tuesdays.
Ooh, why?
Because like Sunday, I'm like, oh, that was a really fun weekend. Monday, I'm like, is anyone mad at me? And then Tuesday, I'm like, oh, like I can't believe. Oh my God. Like you start thinking about yeah. your weekend and you're like, oh, I talked to so many people.
Uh-huh.
Tried to start a business with someone I went to college with. Like.
I think the key is just getting right back out of the house.
Oh, yeah.
In the morning after. It's just like, don't even let yourself fester and be anxious and think about it. Go talk to people. Talk about the night before. Huge fan of the debrief.
Well, the thing is, like, when you don't have the debrief, like, if you've gone out and, like, hung out with
right.
people or, like, been at something like a bar with or, like, a pregame at someone's house and, like, there's a bunch of new people that you just met.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you aren't going to go hang out with them the next day.
Maybe then debrief with other people.
Talk through it.
Yeah, talk through it with other people.
I think about it like this. When you go to the gym and you're working out, you feel like everyone's looking at you. You get gym intimidation. Meanwhile, everyone's thinking the same thing. They're like, everyone's looking at me. So no one's actually looking at you. That's how it is at a bar.
Well,
unless you're taking your top off and...
I used to think like, okay, no one is worrying about me because they're so worried about yourself. But more and more lately, when I find myself thinking about how embarrassing other people are, I'm like, oh, I am thinking about other people. And they're thinking about me in return. So I hope that was helpful.
Just canceling each other out.
Yeah, it's true. You do think about other people.
Yeah, sometimes. But like I said, like...
Like everyone says, no one's... Yes, they are. Sorry.
Well, unless you're like...
But they'll forget about it eventually. And that's what matters.
I guess it depends on the tomfoolery.
Yeah, there are different levels.
Like this weekend on Friday, I was at a restaurant with a bunch of people and I went, there was like six groups of different people that I haven't seen since like college. And I was walking table to table, like starting conversations while people are having dinner. Just because I'm like, oh, I haven't seen you guys in so long. But I did it to like six tables.
That's
fine. Literally looked like I was the maitre d'.
I personally think the only thing you have to have anxiety about the next morning, and I've been in this position, is if you were like not nice.
Yeah.
Because I've been in that position where I get like a little like nasty. And that's the time where I think like, okay, like needing to reach out to people right now.
I guess it depends on the tomfoolery. Like you said, but I've sent texts, like just sat on anxiety for so long and sent my Tuesday text. Hey, I just got on hungover from Friday. I am like so embarrassed about how, and they're like, what are you talking about?
Right. I think sometimes it almost makes it worse when you're like, I'm so embarrassed. Like own it. People get drunk, people drink, people do embarrassing things.
Yeah.
Don't call attention to it unless you owe someone an apology.
Oh, I've got my like apologies all typed out already.
Right. Yeah.
But everyone usually like if you're out, it's like what do you go to a bar to do? What do you go to a party to do? So think about if you had six drinks, everyone else out probably had at least three. So think about there's a little bit of a learning curve there where like it's not as bad because they're probably also drinking.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Hope that helped.
Did that make any sense? What are we looking at? Oh, okay, cool. We're going to carry this over to the bonus. I have to take a shower.
Ooh, wonder. Okay, would love to unpack that and the bonus.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Are we done?
Yeah, that's a 60-minute episode Wow. we're looking at.
All right, perfect.
I hope everyone had fun. Again, we have the bonus episode right after my shower.
Okay.
There's going to be more questions that were asked and other shite. And then you can sign up for that at tmgstudios.tv also.
Yes. And if you want to sign up for the Close Friends Instagram story, the link to that is in the bio of the Close Friends episode.
And merch tomorrow.
Yes. Happy Keep Thanksgiving, everyone.
Happy Thanksgiving.
This week on Close Friends. That's bad. You truly, and I'm so sorry, cannot see him again.
I don't know why I have a God complex.
I guess you have to go to therapy.
I popped my belt off. Because I said if someone comes by, I'm wrapping that thing around their neck so fast. The biggest adrenaline rush you'll ever have before you die. Sign up on tmgstudios.tv to watch the full bonus episode.